The release of the bold young newspaper editor-in-chief Chen Yizhong after 5 months' detention without trial marks a significant victory for those who mounted a vigorous campaign against the injustice he faced. But attention will now focus on the fate of his two colleagues, Yu Huafeng and Li Minying, who remain in jail serving heavy sentences on corruption and bribery charges. The case of the three men from the Southern Metropolis News in Guangdong Province ignited a storm of controversy among Chinese journalists, lawyers, and even retired officials. Their detention was widely seen as having been politically motivated. The paper incurred the wrath of the authorities in the province in April last year after exposing the death in custody of a young graphic designer. Its journalists courted further official anger a few months later when they disclosed a suspected case of SARS in the province. Their story is seen as a symbol, but far from an isolated case, of the hazard which China's investigative journalists face when they confront officialdom in defense of what they and many ordinary people regard as the public interest.